Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. The federal election has been called with Australians set to go to the polls on Saturday, May 3rd. NITV's National Indigenous Affairs Editor, John Paul Jenke, explains what the election means for Mob.
Central in the election campaign will be the cost of living for all Australians. Of course, the cost of living for Indigenous Australians is something we've experienced, particularly in remote and regional communities. The Albanese government, as they go into the election campaign, will be keen to remind Australians in particular about their Indigenous Affairs achievements in the term that they've been in office, their achievements so far in the Close the Gap figures, but also in their record funding when it comes to Indigenous rangers, housing agreements with the state and territory governments, health outcomes, business, lots of investments in First Nations communities around the country.
And only a vote for Labor is a vote for stronger Medicare, the biggest ever investment in bulk billing for all Australians, so you can see a GP for free wherever you live.
For the Dutton opposition, they'll be keen to remind Australians about the outcome of the 2023 referendum. They're talking about things like practical outcomes for Indigenous Australians. They've been campaigning already on things like the Aboriginal flag, saving Australia Day, of course, reminding Australians of this general wokeness that has come into Australia and feeding off the referendum outcome, of course, the no vote getting up there.
Our plan will deliver a stronger economy with low inflation and affordable homes in safer communities. A stronger, safer, better Australia. When it comes to the economy, inflation, energy, housing and security, Labor has simply failed to deliver.
Whatever the outcome, I think we hope to see more politicians visit regional and remote communities, in particular going into those remote communities where they're feeling the cost of living and have been doing so for many generations. It's going to be a bruising five-week campaign where we know Indigenous policy will sometimes be at the forefront of both leaders, but whatever the outcome, I think that Australians need to see some gains for Indigenous Australians.
Brisbane was buzzing last week with the city hosting the 10th World Science Festival. This year has seen a strong focus on First Nations science and knowledge. Kamilaroi astronomer Carly Noon was popular, sharing Indigenous astronomical knowledge systems and advocating for more women in STEM. The benefits of Indigenous foods from around the world also a talking point.
It'll wake you up. It's a caffeine-free way to wake yourself up there. These are full of calcium, iron, folate, antioxidants. Really, really good for you. Anytime I get some of the young mob that I'm teaching, I always ask them first, hey, do you like sour warheads?
After frightening filmgoers here in Australia, Indigenous horror movie The Mulgai is set to be released in cinemas across the United States. Its theatrical release in America comes just over a year after it became the first Australian Indigenous film to screen in the midnight section at the prestigious Sundance Film Festival. Directed by John Bell and starring Shari Sebbins and Maine Wyatt, The Mulgai follows a young couple as they are terrorised by a child-stealing spirit after the birth of their baby, with the film touching on themes of colonialism and the stolen generations. Indigenous rugby league star Jamie Chapman has re-signed with the Gold Coast Titans. The 23-year-old has agreed to a three-year extension that will see her on the coast until the end of 2027. She made her NRLW debut in 2020 and says she's committed to helping the Titans win their region's first ever premiership.
No one's won a premiership on the Gold Coast in a professional team, and it's definitely our goal to be the first and create history, especially as a women's team. And our motto is gold for gold, so I'm sure we're going to get that.
And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.